You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hugh McCutchen has the Golden Gophers back in the NCAA tournament, where they'll play in front of a capacity crowd on Friday night against Fairfield. Win, and they will take on the winner of Creighton and Iowa State, which is a pretty good draw in terms of fan base and people that can travel here. Hugh McCutchen is the architect of that team, of course, and great success he's had since he's been at the University of Minnesota. Hugh, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike.
Hey, did you see that turkey in the parking lot today?
No, I didn't. But
there was a wild turkey in the parking lot at Williams Arena when I left the press conference today.
Yeah, I saw it just the other week, but not today.
Oh, you have seen it, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so I'm not seeing things. I did see it. I was, right there for a second. You getting your team to, philosophically, when you go into a season, are you thinking about December the whole time, and how do we get our team to playing our best volleyball in December, or is the battle lines and the battlefield so tough along the way that you really can't think peak performance, you just have to get there?
Well, it's probably a bit of both. I mean, you've got to hope for the best and kind of prepare for the worst, right? And what I mean by that is we know just the way we schedule in preseason, it's going to be tough, but we need those matches to learn the lessons that we're going to need to learn to be able to be one of the teams standing at the end of this. And then you get into the Big Ten, and again, it's robust scheduling. I mean, it's perilous in there. A lot of really good teams. Every night's a battle, and so again, you're hoping you're going to get enough wins to be tournament eligible and get a good seed. But, there are no guarantees in any of this. So, you do your best to kind of prepare for tomorrow, but you've really got to take care of today in our league. That's for sure.
When you have some adversity in the form of injuries like you did this year, what have you learned along the way? Is there a right and wrong way to coach through injuries? And do you become a better team if people go through it and eventually you have them?
Yeah, I don't know if there's an algorithm for figuring all of this out, but I know for us in this instance and this season that, there was definitely opportunity in adversity. And, our ability to have a lot of people step up and contribute in a lot of different ways was, an impressive thing at the time. But I think it built a lot of resilience and a lot of depth for our team now that we're here in December.
One of the things I remember talking to you about in our conversations over the years, one of the things that stuck out to me was you said, when if you really think about it, if you're really doing a good job as a coach, and this applies to all coaches out there listening right now, whether they're coaching youth teams or high school teams or whatever it is your real mission once you get to the season is to get the most out of that team. And you made the point that you can win a conference title, and if you're really good and in tune, you should be allowed to be disappointed if you didn't feel you got the most out of it. And you can finish in the middle of the pack and be able to feel good about it because you know you got the most out of it. How do you condition yourself to see that and not get so caught up in the results?
Well, it's especially in this day and age, it's very challenging. But, I think there's a couple of pieces to that. First of all, just trying to maintain the reality that coaching is what we do. It's not who we are. And, so while you like the success and the wins and all the stuff, you don't let that stuff define you. But in addition, at the end of the day, we can only do the best we can. And if you feel like you're coaching the team to the best of your ability and getting the most you can out of the group, then that's really all you can control, because your opponent, their performance, that there's some things you can do to perhaps influence it, but there's that piece of the competitive equation that you don't have any real say over. So, if you're controlling the controllables, if you're doing everything you can, and you feel like you got the most out of it, then it's got to be a successful season. Now, whether that translates to all the wins that you want, or who knows? But to me, that's success, right? Doing the best you can.
You've got peers in a lot of other sports as well, and one is Rocco Baldelli, who's a product of volleyball. He played volleyball and basketball and baseball growing up on the East Coast, but you've had some conversations with him. What are those conversations like?
Yeah, solid. Yeah, Rocco's a great guy, and he's a very thoughtful and insightful coach. I think he gets it. He's yeah, good with people, but also understands the importance of consistency and leadership and, you know, allowing the team to find their voice and develop a culture, all that good stuff. I think he's very talented.
You know, one of the things that I hear when I talk to players, you know, most of them professional, but it probably goes beyond that. When you say, what do you look for in a coach? As they say, I want somebody who tells me what's really up, that's honest with me and frank with me, and I know where I stand with them. Is that truly true, or do people just want to hear what they want to hear? Which one is it?
Well, it's probably a bit of both. I mean, you know, there's no question that direct and honest is the right way to go. But, you know, I think there are times where you've got to be skillful in the delivery. And skillful is a word I'm using deliberately relative to the idea that yeah, I might have to tell an athlete something, but I also have to – so, you know, we'll just keep plugging away. But, you know, hopefully there's an end in sight, and that is where, you know, our young man can play volleyball for a state championship. That'd be great.
Hugh, appreciate it very much. Best of luck this weekend. We might be dialing you up Sunday morning on the old sports huddle, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm around. It would be great to chat again.
Okay, thanks, Hugh, and good luck.
All right. Cheers. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hugh McCutchen. He's one of those, you know, there are coaches that pass through that are coaches, and there are coaches that are real thinkers that are, you know, three steps behind and ahead and three layers deep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.